2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hunter Biden, we're now being told, lived in the Wilmington house with classified documents while bagging millions of dollars linked to the highest level of Chinese intelligence. Don't worry, this story you'll hear probably nowhere else today, and you're welcome. So I'll start off by saying, grab our podcast and share this with your friends. Now, imagine if this headline had Donald Trump's son involved, right? Like Donald Trump's son living in place with classified documents at highest level. And let's talk about the condition of Hunter Biden based on his own book, based on his own laptop, his mental capacity and his condition of addiction when this time frame was going on. He was, during this time, by his own admission and his own book, addicted to drugs. We know during this time that he was hooking up with a lot of expensive prostitutes, especially those from human trafficking rings from Russia. We also know that during this time, from his own admission, that he was making massive business deals with men tied to the highest levels of the Chinese intelligence apparatus. And where was Hunter Biden living? He was living in the house where Joe Biden stored the classified documents that he claims he didn't know about. Now, on a background check application, we've talked about this, dated July 2018, Hunter Biden claimed that he was paying his father $49,910 per month in rent. He also put down that it was his current residence at the time. His current residence was 1209 Barley Mill Road in Wilmington, Delaware, according to a document found on Hunter Biden's own laptop. Hunter also listed that Wilmington address as his primary residence on at least one form of identification, his Delaware driver's license. And he also used the same address as his billing address for both his personal credit card and his Apple account in 2018. We also now know in 2019. How do we know this? Because it's from his own files on his own laptop. So you can't say that like this isn't real because it's coming from his actual laptop. Now, according to that background check document, Hunter claimed that he paid rent from March of 2017 until February of 2018. It's an 11-month span of paying rent at the Wilmington address, leading some to wonder if he was paying rent to his father, right? Because his father is actually who owned the house since 1996. And from what we understand, it never changed hands since then. Hunter apparently filled out the form, quote, in error, some are saying. Contrary to some reporting, Hunter Biden was not paying his father $49,910 per month. Rather, that figure represents the amount that Hunter was paying to rent prime office space, is what we're now hearing. at the prestigious House of Sweden in Washington, D.C. Materials on Hunter Biden's laptop also seem to corroborate that story. Okay, so maybe it is changing here. Nevertheless, the documents were still in the House, right? The period that Hunter claimed he was living at that Barley Mill Road, the Wilmington house where classified documents have been found, we know that for to be fact, it 100% correlates and overlaps with the time that multiple Biden family members were taking money from foreign businessmen linked to the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party and their intelligence apparatus. Hunter claimed on various documents we now know from his own computer, as well as financial statements from his own computer, that he lived at that Wilmington house between early 17 all the way through 2019, immediately following his father's second term as vice president and as Joe Biden was gearing up for his presidential run. Given the discovery of the classified documents at multiple unsecured locations, the timeline of the Biden's Chinese business deals now paints an even more troubling picture from a not just a, you know, are you compromised perspective, like how much are they actually compromised, referring to Joe Biden, but also how much intelligence they were gathering and getting from access to the Delaware residents. Now, we also know that the FBI, or excuse me, the Secret Service has now said they don't have documents to let you know who was visiting in Delaware at all. They're now saying, we don't keep that. We don't have any of it. So we have no idea who was coming in and out of the Delaware residence. Now, beginning in late 2015, this is while his father was still vice president. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free. Plus, you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Now, here's what we do know. Hunter Biden began making plans to meet with officials from the Chinese energy company CEFE. Now, CEFE and at least four of its principal associates, Yi, Ho, Dong, and Bo, not joking, these are the names, have links to the Chinese government and its military intelligence apparatus. So you got Bo, Gong Wing and Dong hanging out with Ho and Yi and Hunter Biden. So let's put them all in a room. Yi, Ho, Gong Wing, Dong, and Bo, and they're all hanging out with Biden. Maybe with some hookers, maybe not. Maybe with some coke, maybe not. Maybe in Delaware at the house where the top secret documents are there. So Ho and Dong and Yi and Jing Dong Wing, they're all there possibly while he's coked out. They all have direct connections to the spy chief. In fact, Hunter once described Ho, and I'm not referring to an actual whore. This is Patrick Ho, Chinese guy. He hangs out with Dong and Hunter as the effing spy chief of China. Many observers viewed CEFE as a state-directed entity. I'll give you an example. CNN reported in 2018 this. From the yellow stars in its logo to the fact that it had China in its name, a privilege normally reserved for state-owned companies, CEFE China Energy's messaging strongly suggests that it was being run directly by the state. That's from CNN, and they wrote this back in 2018. In early 2017, Hunter was directly corresponding with CEFE personnel and even flew to Miami to hang out with Ho and Dong. They had this meeting also with the CEFE chairman, Yi. During this trip, Yi gave Hunter Biden, and this is just a random gift, a 3.16 carat diamond. Now, this diamond, you may say, that's not that big, right? Well, we have the GIA report on this diamond. And the reason why it was worth so much money is it was an F color VS2, an excellent cut. It had a beautiful table as a round diamond at 58%. If you know anything about diamonds, you understand. The measurements were 9.3 by 9.3 by 5.8. Perfect proportions. This diamond was valued at 80 grand. So, hey, come meet with me in Miami, and I can't write you a check from the Chinese Communist Party for 80 grand, but I can sure as hell give you a diamond worth 80 grand that comes certified GIA. We even know the diamond report number because how? It was on his laptop. Photo from Hunter Biden's laptop not only showed the diamond he received from the CEFE chairman, Yi, and then Ho and Dong were hanging out too, and it showed the diamond on top of the report. How do we also know that this diamond really existed and he had it outside the laptop? Well, when Hunter's ex-wife discovered that he had obtained something of such immense value, she had her divorce attorney send an urgent email seeking to determine the whereabouts of this $80,000 diamond and secure the asset before Hunter could sell it off. That came from Hunter Biden's divorce. Quote, there is no diamond in Hunter's possession, Hunter Biden's attorney offered a shady denial. I don't know where Kathleen is getting the access to this information, but on this score, what your email purports below is inaccurate, Hunter Biden's email says. We know that his attorney now is lying. Hunter was lying. Metadata also showed photos of the diamond on the abandoned laptop to indicate that Hunter lied about not having the diamond, and he in fact had the diamond with him in Wilmington, Delaware. The current location of the 3.16 carat diamond remains unknown, but we do know he had it in Delaware at his dad's house with the documents, with hookers, with coke, and also probably hanging out with Ho and Dong.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back to this meeting. So after the fatal February 2000 meeting with Yi and Ho and Dong, and around the time Hunter claimed he had moved into the Wilmington house where classified documents were found, the Biden's business with CEFE exploded. In fact, 9 days after getting the diamond in Miami, Hunter received two separate wire transfers of $3 million. Which the Department of Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network flagged as suspicious activity. Ho. Now, I'm not talking about ho. I'm just saying ho-ho. Got to clarify this. A lot of names going on here. There's a lot of hoes involved here. There's Chinese hoes that work for the spy. Then there's just hoes. And there's Hunter Biden with his hoes. So, and that's just me saying ho-ho. All right. So, or ho-ho. There, it's still ho either way. So just had to clarify that for you. Now, between April 2017 and September of 2018, CEFE and its affiliates funneled millions of dollars to the Bidens, mostly to Hunter Biden, but some of that money also flowed. Again, this is when I say grab the podcast and share it with everybody you know, because no one else is reporting this. Those dollars flowed to Hunter Biden's uncle, Joe Biden's brother, James Biden. But here's something that we just found out that's totally new. The money also flowed independently, we're now learning, to his sister-in-law, Sarah Biden. So the Biden crime family just got bigger. It's no longer Joe Biden, the kingpin, the big guy. His brother, James Biden, that's been the bag man for decades. And his son, the new big bag man, Hunter Biden. Now we know that Sarah Biden, the sister-in-law, was involved. That just got bigger. Joe Biden, we also know, met with Hunter's business partners during this time frame. That's a fact. All the while, top secret and sensitive compartmented information documents were just lying around in unsecure locations, such as the closet at the Penn Biden Center, where Ho and Dong and all these people could have come in, all the hoes and everybody else could have come in. We also know that they were lying around unsecure locations, such as the Wilmington garage, where Hunter Biden had access to it, and anybody else that was hanging out with him. This would have been easily accessible by the Bidens, and I'm talking about the sister-in-law, Sarah Biden, the son-in-law, or the brother-in-law, I should say, the brother, James Biden, Hunter, and anyone else hanging out with them. James Biden, Joe's brother, was central to the Biden business dealings with CEFE. We've also seen this from documents. One of Hunter's former business associates, you may remember, Tony Bobulinski, messaged another associate, James Galar, back in April of 2017. Now, Tony Bobulinski is the guy that was the whistleblower days before the election where the media refused to cover the story. And the same Tony Bobulinski who also met with Tim Tebow at the FBI, and Tim Tebow listened to all the information. He was his point of contact and then actually tried to discredit all the information that was factual that Tony Bobulinski was telling the FBI. And this was only after the FBI saw his interview on TV and his press conference. He did that hour-long interview with Tucker Carlson. Tony Bobulinski, back in 2017, in April, messaged an associate wondering what the deal is with Jim Biden, as he wasn't part of the discussion and now seems to be a focal point. Those were his words in the email. Likely alluding to Hunter's addictions, Galar replied, with Hunter's demons, okay, listen, again, they're all saying this is how the game's played. With Hunter's demons, it could be good to have Jimmy as a backup. So you got the bag man, you got Hunter Biden doing the dirty work, but if he's too coked out with a hose to do anything, and we can't find him because with the hose, then we got Jimmy, President's brother, as the backup. He strengthens, quote, our unique selling propositions to the Chinese as it looks like a truly family business. This was written, okay? This isn't like me guessing. These are actual words in actual emails saying, hey, Hunter's got demons. It's a good thing to have Jimmy as the backup bag man. He strengthens our unique, this is their words, unique selling proposition to the Chinese. This is in writing. As it looks like a truly family business, because it was. It was a Biden crime family business. Bobulinski met then with Hunter, James, and Joe Biden for at least an hour on the evening of May the 2nd, 2017. He came out and whistleblowed that they discussed the Biden family business dealings in China, with which the former vice president was clearly, or his words, plainly familiar. Like, this wasn't a surprise. There wasn't like a WTF moment. What are you doing? Now, we have not seen Sarah Biden, okay, the sister-in-law to Joe Biden, involved in the business dealings until now, officially. That's a big deal. Let's go back to May 13th of 2017. Galar emailed Tony Bobulinski an equity breakdown of the new business venture involving CEFE, wherein Galar proposed that Hunter would hold a 20% equity stake and 10% will be held by Hunter for the big guy. We know who the big guy is. Tony Bobulinski alleges, and I said it very clearly, Joe Biden was the big guy. They just didn't want to say it was Joe Biden because Joe Biden was Joe Biden. According to messages Bobulinski provided to congressional investigators, and they're going to keep moving on this now that Republicans have the House and subpoena power. Hunter claimed he talked to Yee on a, quote, regular basis because we have a standing once a week call. As I am his personal counsel, we signed an attorney-client agreement letter in the U.S. So we have Hunter, we have this protection, right? Okay, Hunter claimed he talked with Yee. He's his attorney. They have attorney-client privilege. They signed the letter in the U.S. They knew they were breaking laws and they need to protect themselves if it ever came out. Hunter also claimed he was advising Yee on a number of his personal issues, staff visas, and some more sensitive things, quote unquote. This is all in email. So this isn't guessing. This isn't trying to connect dots. It's there in writing. The chairman of CEFE has been linked to the highest levels of the Chinese intelligence. If you don't believe me, fine. Listen to CNN. CNN reported that Yee was a suspected princeling of the People's Liberation Army's top brass. In the summer of 2017, correspondents Hunter sent, quote, best wishes from the entire Biden family. And Yee concluded his reply with, quote, please accept my best regards to you and your family. This was a full criminal family operation. This is no different than what the cartels do in Latin America. This is no different than the cartels or the mafia in America. Now between, and this is the money, okay? This is why Joe Biden did this. We know for a fact that between February of 2017 and December of 2018, tens of millions, perhaps more than 150 million, did you hear what I just said? 150 million flowed between a web of CEFE linked companies and shell corporations. 150 million, y'all. And some of the money went directly into Biden family bank accounts. On August the 8th, 2017, CEFE, we're now being told, wired $5 million to an entity called Hudson West. The same day, Hudson West began wiring payments that would ultimately total $4,789,375.25 to Hunter Biden. That's a hell of a lot of money to wire somebody just randomly. $4,790,000 to Hunter Biden's Owasco LLC. Basically, this is a shell company. I'm going to give you more of this story coming up in the moment. It's shocking. As I'm getting this and went through this day, I'm still shocked by this. I want to be clear.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, I want to get back to the financials of this so you understand. And if you missed anything I'm talking about right now, download the Ben Ferguson podcast, okay? All this will be in the podcast. So if you're just joining us this afternoon, there's a lot I went through that you missed. So go back and grab it. The last payment, we're being told, was on September the 25th of 2018 from CEFE. That, according to congressional investigators, they now say that if you just do the math, that between August 14th, 2017, and August 3rd of 18, so about a little less than a year, Owasco sent 20 wire payments totaling $1,398,999 just to James Biden and his wife, Sarah Biden's consulting firm. So we have expanded the Biden crime family. It now involves Sarah Biden. She's got this random consulting firm that's making seven figures consulting with the Chinese Communist Party CEFE Energy Company. So you got $5 million wired to Hudson West. The same day, Hudson West begins wiring payments that would be about $4,790,000 to Hunter Biden and one of his shell's companies called Owasco LLC. Then you've got payments going to James Biden for $1.4 million and then to his wife Sarah Biden's consulting firm. This is a criminal enterprise operation. All of the information I just given you has been confirmed. It's been validated. It is real. It has been source checked. It's got, and we have the receipts from Hunter Biden himself. We also know this. Throughout the summer of 2017, as the CEFE arrangements were being hashed out, we know that Hunter talked with the chairman about the impending legal troubles for another CEFE principal, Patrick Ho. Now, this is not a Ho. This is his name, Ho. He was the, quote, spy chief in China. He was referred to by Hunter Biden in emails and text messages as the spy chief. So he knew he was working and partnering and taking money from the Chinese spy chief. It's his own words, folks. His brother, James Biden, knew he was working with a spy chief. The sister-in-law who and her consulting company knew they were taking money from China's spy chief. They all put it in writing. They knew that they were not bamboozled here, okay? This was not an accident. This isn't like you going into business with somebody and they fund you and then 20 years later you find out they were getting their money from prostitution or a legal drug trade or a cartel member and you had no idea. They knew going in that these people were who they were. No one was hiding it on the Chinese side. In September 2017, we also know that Hunter agreed to represent Ho, the Chinese spy chief. And he also then executed an agreement to provide counsel to matters related to U.S. law and advice pertaining to the hiring and legal analysis of any U.S. law firm or lawyers. Hunter was paid $1 million through his Owasco LLC, and the wire transfer memo line read, Dr. Patrick Ho Chi-Ping representation to represent Ho. It's a lot of money. So not only was he hooking up with Ho's, he was representing Ho's. You talk about coming full circle. That's impressive. Patrick Ho was arrested on November the 18th of 17 and was convicted in December of 18 on the international bribery and money laundering charges, according to the New York Times. So if you don't want to believe me, then believe them. Upon incarceration, Ho's first phone call from jail was to, ready for this? It wasn't to Joe Biden. It wasn't even to Hunter Biden. Who was it to? Jimmy. Because Jimmy was sober. Jimmy Biden, right? James Biden, Hunter Biden's uncle, Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America's brother, gets a phone call from the top Chinese spy when he's arrested by in America and charged with money laundering and international bribery in 2018, in December. This is not that long ago, folks. And his first phone call from the American jail wasn't to the Chinese Communist Party, wasn't to whoever. No, you called Jimmy. Jimmy got the phone call. Hey, Jimmy, it's Ho. What up, Ho? Hey, I paid you $1 million. Come get me out of prison. Well, it's not that simple, Ho. Well, you better get me out. I've given you guys a lot of money. Well, Ho, this may take some time. I know I pay you. Like this, you know this is how this conversation went down. Hunter Biden had never been a serious attorney, by the way. So is receiving $1 million just in like a retainer to represent Ho is a big deal because Hunter was apparently living in a house with classified documents at the time for his dad. The China Energy Fund Committee, CEFE, and the CEFC were also, we now know, working together, and that's the Chinese party. Patrick Ho was a secretary and senior executive with CEFE funds. This is the dude that's been arrested. It gets even better. It's amazing what you can do when you have information connecting dots. The same month that Hunter executed the representation agreement for Ho, In September of 2017, CEFE-linked companies provided three separate credit cards for Hunter James and Sarah Biden. This is new information. So I want you to think about this. They're walking around in their pockets with credit cards from CEFE. Let me break that down even a little bit more simple for you. These credit cards that were linked to the Chinese Communist Party intelligence are in the pockets of three of the Bidens for them to just start purchasing anything they want, maybe even hose. We also know that the three credit cards were used. The Bidens went on extravagant shopping sprees and racked up more than $100,000 in purchase right after getting the cards. Also, we now have confirmation in September of 2017 that Hunter Biden leased the plush office space of the House of Sweden. This goes back to the $49,000 a month rent for an entity called the Biden Foundation and for a CEFE branch. So we've got the Biden Foundation officing with the Chinese Communist Party while also having credit cards for the Bidens made from the Chinese Communist Party to go and buy crap. A September 2017 email shows Hunter requesting keys for the building for Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Jill Biden, so now the First Lady's involved, and the Chairman Yi of the CEFE emissary. It was here that he paid $49,910 per month in rent. So again, the rent wasn't actually going for the house. The rent was going for an office with the Chinese Communist Party they were using together. It was also at this time that Hunter claimed that 2009 Barley Mill Road as his residence. That home owned by Jill and Joe Biden is where Joe Biden kept the sensitive documents next to his Corvette in the garage. So it's not like these classified documents were just sitting in the street, Biden said in his own defense last week. No, they were in my garage, by my Corvette. In spring of 2018, the business CEFE was beginning to fall apart. Patrick Ho was tainted by his international bribery charges, and Yi was under investigation in China for suspected economic crimes and had essentially vanished after being detained by the Chinese Communist Party officials. In a now famous January 2019 text message, we now understand the meaning behind it. Hunter complained to his daughter that Joe Biden, whom the family called Pop, had demanded half his Hunter salary for decades. Quote, I hope you can all do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's been really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. So here's the conclusion. Joe Biden benefited from Hunter's business dealings, which helped to finance his father's monthly bills. That's a fact. Joe Biden benefited from Hunter Biden's business dealings, which paid for repairs to the Barry Mill Road estate in Wilmington, Delaware. That's a fact. Joe Biden benefited from Hunter Biden's business dealings and bankrolled the office space for Jill, the First Lady, and Joe Biden's foundation in the pricey House of Sweden complex, and he shared that office with Chinese communist spies. I'm going to stop there for today on this. Share this podcast everywhere you can. The mainstream media will not tell you any of this. Okay, so share it. I'm going to keep on this. I can promise you that. Please write us a 5-star review so more people see this podcast. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.